Indiana will be the first indication of whether or not the blue wave is coming to Congress after today's midterm elections. Indiana is the first of 8 states with contentious U.S. Senate battles posting election results after polls begin to close at 6 p.m. The Senate race between incumbent Democrat Joe Donnelly and Republican Mike Braun, one of the most closely watched races in the nation, will begin to see results before other contested battles across the country. Republicans currently hold a majority in the House and Senate, but Democrats are hopeful that a blue wave, a surge of voters dissatisfied with President Donald Trump and other Republicans, will turn that tide. There are 10 Senate seats contested, and 8 of those races are highly competitive. Statistics and analytics website 538 predicts that Democrats will take control of the House of Representatives and Republicans will retain control of the U.S. Senate. Other competitive Senate races won't see returns until hours after Indiana. In Florida, where incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson is battling Republican and former Governor Rick Scott, results will begin to be counted at 7 p.m. 538 has Nelson as the likely victor. In Texas, where Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke is running against Republican incumbent Ted Cruz, results won't be counted until 8 p.m. Eastern. 538 has Cruz at an almost 80% chance of winning. In Missouri, where Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill is running against Republican challenger Josh Hawley, 538 predicts a 4-in-7 chance of a McCaskill victory. But, like Texas, results won't begin to be counted until 8 p.m. Eastern. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema are competing for the seat vacated by retiring Senator Jeff Flake. Results won't be counted until 9 p.m. Eastern. Sinema has a 5-in-8 chance of winning, according to 538. One of the later races to see results counted is in North Dakota. Starting at 10 p.m., votes will be counted in the race between incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp and Republican challenger Kevin Cramer. Heitkamp's seat is considered the most vulnerable Democratic seat in the Senate, and 538 has her at a 1-in-4 chance of winning. Indiana, North Dakota, and Missouri all have Democratic senators up for re-election today. Trump swept all 3 states during the 2016 presidential election. 538 estimates the Indiana Senate race is leaning in favor of incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly. 538 predicts a 5-in-7 chance that Donnelly will hold on to his seat. Trump won Indiana by 19 percentage points in 2016. It's also the home state of Vice President Mike Pence. Over the past couple of days, Trump appeared at rallies in Southport, Indianapolis, and Fort Wayne to campaign for Republican challenger Mike Braun. Pence has also stumped for Braun in the past. The former governor also appeared in political attack ads, accusing Donnelly of, quote, cozying up to the radical left in Washington, unquote. Donnelly, who is considered a centrist Democrat, was supported on Sunday by former President Barack Obama at a campaign rally in Gary, Indiana. For WFHB, I'm Annie Aguiar.